BitGet asset-backed card pays up to 3% back in BTC gold or stocks. BitGet Wallet has turned its asset-backed card into a rewards product that pays in appreciating assets rather than cash. In a July 31 post on X, the company said every purchase can now earn up to 3% back in BTC, gold, or tokenized stocks, with the reward added to the user's portfolio automatically. The mechanic is the story here. Most crypto card cashback programs pay in stablecoins, the card issuer's own token, or loyalty points. BitGet is routing the reward into whichever asset the cardholder picks, then crediting it to their holdings without a separate claim step. Spending becomes a recurring buy order rather than a rebate. The reward is an asset, not a rebate. A 3% headline rate reads cleanly, but the value of that 3% moves after you earn it. Cashback denominated in BTC, gold, or a tokenized equity can be worth more or less by the time you look at it. That is the trade BitGet is offering. Instead of a fixed stablecoin credit, you get exposure to an asset that can appreciate and can also fall. For someone who already wants to accumulate Bitcoin or gold, that is a feature. Each swipe adds a small position at the market price on the day of the purchase, which is a form of dollar cost averaging funded by ordinary spending. For someone who wants predictable value, the same design is a risk. A card that pays 3% in an asset down 10% over the month has handed back less than a flat stablecoin card would have. The automatic crediting matters too. Rewards that require a manual claim often go unclaimed. Dropping the asset straight into the portfolio removes that friction, and it also removes the moment where a user would otherwise decide whether to convert the reward to cash. Tokenized stocks widen the menu. The inclusion of tokenized stocks is the newer piece. Gold and BTC as reward assets are established. Letting cardholders take rewards as on-chain equity exposure ties the card into the broader move toward tokenized real-world assets. It means a cardholder can, in effect, earn fractional stock exposure from grocery and travel spending. BitGet has not, in this post, published the per-asset rate breakdown, the spending thresholds that unlock the full 3%, or which tokenized equities are eligible. The up-to framing signals tiring, so the effective rate most users see will depend on spend level and asset choice. Anyone comparing this against a flat-rate card should wait for those terms before treating 3% as the number they will actually earn. An opt-in choice for cardholders. If you hold the BitGet Wallet card, the change is opt-in by asset selection. You choose whether rewards arrive as BTC, gold, or tokenized stock. The disclosed 3% is also not the full economics of any card. Network spread and the crypto to fiat conversion at the point of sale still apply, and with asset-denominated rewards, the price of the reward asset is an extra variable layered on top. The practical read, this suits users who want their spending to quietly build a crypto or commodity position and can tolerate the value swinging. It suits predictability-first spenders less well. BitGet sits among the vendors we track on the main crypto cards comparison, and the asset-backed change is a reward mechanic shift rather than a new card tier.